All right, now we're back. You're listening to Cross the Border. My name's Nicholas. My website is crosstheborder.org. Today we're going through, we've just begun going through the book of Jeremiah, or as the Hebrew people would call him, Yirmiyahu. And we're in verse 5. Behold, now this is the word of Yahuwah, the Lord, came unto me saying, Jeremiah speaking, of course, here, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. And, of course, a lot of the pro-life community likes to use this verse here to talk about how that, you know, a child in a womb is really a child and that it's a life and all that. Well, no argument there with me. And don't think I want to get into my abortion in the church rant right now, because many of you have been listening to me. You've heard it a few times already. But I really want to get into this prophetic word here. We have this great, the great prophet. Some people call him the weeping prophet. Jeremiah. And he's going to speak to the nations. He says, the Heavenly Father says about him, I sanctified thee and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. And before he was born, before he was formed in the belly, then said I, Ah, Yahuwah, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But Yahuwah said unto me, say not I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith Yahuwah, the Lord, in the Authorized King James Version. And that's what I mean. If you're following along with me, you'll see, if you look at this page that I'm looking at, you'll see the capital L-O-R-D, all caps, with the little lower caps, T-H-E in front of it. And if you realize that everywhere you see that, I see it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, 8 to 10 times just on the page that I have open on my e-sword, the, in lowercase, and L-O-R-D, and all in uppercase. When you realize the translators actually exchanged the name of the creator for this title, description, whatever the Lord is. We've become, you know, we became so used to it that to most of churchianity out there in the corporate church, the Lord sounds like, it seems like a holy name to them, and they think that is the name of God, you know. But it is not. It is actually, if you mouse over the 3068, you'll see there the Yahuwah. And our good friend Strong has it there pronounced out phonetically correct. Of course, you have to realize that the V is silent, because it was actually a U, because a W is actually a double V. You get, like I said, you go back, you look at that 1611 King James Version, and it'll open up your eyes a little bit as to how pronunciations have changed, how letters have changed, and how many things have been added and changed in the Bible itself, in the way that things are pronounced. So, anyway, he has it there, Yahuwah, and it's Y-E-H-H-O-V-A-W, he has it. But the correct way to pronounce that would be Yahuwah, because, like I said, the V is silent. And, of course, it's not Yah, as in Y-E-H, but it would be more pronounced as a Y-A-H, as in Yah, or as in Hallelujah, because no one says Hallelujah. And, of course, no one ever says Hallelujah. So, a lot of it, there's a lot of logic involved too. I mean, just add logic to all the evidence we have, and it's quite evident what's going on here. So anyway, I'm going to say Yahuwah when I see the Lord. It's kind of becoming automatic, or I'll just interchange so that I don't lose people that don't have a clue what's going on. But that's what we're talking about, is kind of translating the scripture correctly and correcting, you know, what has been changed, I believe, wrongfully over 6,000 times in the scripture. And we discussed that a little more in the first segment of the program, so you might want to go back there and listen to that if you didn't hear the first segment. But anyway, let's continue, because we want to try not to get too distracted from the message of Jeremiah. And the Heavenly Father, he says, Jeremiah speaks, he says, "But Yahuwah said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then Yahuwah put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And Yahuwah said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to rout out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, or Jeremiahu, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then saith Yahuwah unto me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And the word of the Lord came unto me a second time, saying, What seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Then Yahuwah said unto me, Go out of the north, and evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of this land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith Yahuwah, and they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, and worshipped the works of their own hands." Well, it's a terrible thing that's coming on Israel, as anyone who knows their history knows. And I believe it's a terrible thing that's coming on the land where I live. They burn incense to other gods. And that's the worship. You see it. It's all over the place, the worship of other gods. They've got the statues all over the place. They got, you know, opening up churches to Satan. And then they got the homosexuals bringing abominations into the congregation and saying how much they love God. They don't even know him. Because if they knew him, if they loved him, they would want to do only those things that please him. All of their wickedness, they've forsaken. They burned incense on their God. They worshiped the works of their own hands. And you know, he's saying the same thing here. They have burned incense unto other gods and worship the works of their own hands. Those are fairly synonymous statements. And that's what I see in the land where I live, is that people worship the works of their own hands. And those that are the best at the works of the flesh, those that become known for their arts and their crafts and their singing and their acting, and all the works of their own hands, they become the richest, the most famous, the most idolized in the society, much, much more so today with television. He continues, "Thou therefore gird up thy loins, arise and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them." He's telling them not to be afraid of them. Otherwise, your words will be confounded. And anyway, everyone can relate to that. I think one of the greatest fears in society today is public speaking. So that's a fairly common fear. But for Jeremiah, for Jeremiahu here, he's going to stand up in front of a lot of mighty people, and there's going to be a lot to fear, but it's going to be faith that's going to keep him stayed. And faith in that our Heavenly Father has put his words into his mouth. So he tells him not to be dismayed. Verse 18, For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city, and an iron pillar, and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. Now you see that everyone, who's left out here, that this prophet is going up against in his land? And it's the same way today in America. A man of God, a true man of our Heavenly Father, a true prophet, and a prophet is just someone who, as I'll let the scripture says it, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Yahshua or Jesus Christ. That's right. We have his testimony in our mouth. We speak his words. And whoever does that is a prophet, basically. There are a lot of people who call themselves prophets, but they're just prognosticators using the Bible and the headlines in the newspaper. And there are plenty of them out there. You know who some of them are. But they don't really like the whole word. They kind of like a hop and a skip and a jump through the scriptures. And, you know, they find a verse here and a verse there. They'll pick one out of the Old Testament and they'll find someone in the newspaper today that kind of sounds like one of those guys back there in one of them prophecies in the Old Testament, and they'll proclaim it so, when it absolutely, all they're doing is displaying their ignorance for them that know. And for those that don't know, well, hopefully they're smart enough to take it all with a grain of salt and not believe anything these prophet tears tell them. Okay, Jeremiah. Verse 18, For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city. So he's really building up his faith here, our Heavenly Father is, so he won't be dismayed at their faces, so he won't be confounded before them. But listing the people that he was against this prophet, the kings. Well, he says the whole land, against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. We got it, you know, nobody's being left out. So if we could go to modern day, America here, we could say, well, against the king. Yeah. I don't think that king, would like what I have to say very much. What's that king's name? That funny sounding name, Hussein Obama. Yeah, that's the guy, the king of America. Yeah, against the king, against the princes, all of those, what do you call them? Congressmen, governors, and yeah, all those Antichrist people up there, sitting in their high places. Yep. And I can call them Antichrist because, they don't allow Yahshua. They don't allow the Christ or the Messiah in. As a matter of fact, it's against their law. You know, like you go to their public schools and, you know, they can't allow that. So they are Antichrist because if the words of Yahshua are correct when he said, if they're not for us, they are against us. If those words are true, then, well, there's a lot of against out there that is against him. So we got the princes, the priests. Aren't those like, you know, all those big wigs and the uppy muckies and the corporate church out there? Especially the high priests, the ones they have on the TV, you know who I'm talking about. The ones that are raking in all the big bucks. And then behind the scenes, you got the ones that really control all the seminaries. The Jesuits who control the curriculum in the seminaries and got everyone believing, Ribera and Alcazar as to, what prophecy has in store for us. So everybody's believing a fantasy, something that'll never come true, that's always way out there in the future. Either that or you're really sad, you see, because you're one of the modern day sad, you see, and you think, that the resurrection happened in 70 AD. That's why I call them the modern day Sadducees, the hyper preterists, because they believe that everything happened by 70 AD. And well, I guess that there is no resurrection for us if it happened already in 70 AD. And that's pretty sad. Not too many people buy into that one. But there are a few out there that do. And they're really holy people because nothing. They border on Christian Science, you know, that none of this stuff that happens to flesh is really real, you know. The pain, the suffering, and the sorrow, it's all transitory. It doesn't matter. No, it's real. It's really happening. And the reason for it is, that sin might be judged in the flesh. So anyway, Jeremiah, Heavenly Father's saying, I've made thee a defense city against the kings, against the princes, against the priests, and against the people. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith Yahuwah, to deliver thee. So Jeremiah is a very special man here. Everybody in the land's against him. Of course, I'm sure that our Heavenly Father has his remnant in the land, but basically speaking, the whole land, for the most part, and all the people, and everyone in office, whether it's religious or civil, well, he's against all of them. That's how totally debased the society had become in Jeremiah's day. And that's fairly the way it is today in the land where I live. It's sad to say, but I'm not surprised that things are turning out the way they're turning out. In chapter 2, verse 1, Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith Yahuwah, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in the land that was not sown. Wow, you know, this sounds a lot, you know, that's why I love it, that it's he's the prophet to the nations. Because here we are, in the same place. Can we remember? You think our Heavenly Father remembers the kindness of the youth of our nation? Remember the beast that rose up in the wilderness with two horns like a lamb? Yeah, like a lamb. That was the kindness of the youth of our nation. Kindness. This is the kindness, and speaking, of course, of Israel here, the kindness of thy youth. He says, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness. Yes, they went after him. And you know, this, we can take this to a personal level too. It's very important for us to take it to a personal level. Because the nation is not going after him. They're not being espoused to him anymore. And of course, the espousal speaks of a marriage. And, or a betrothal in our case. I would say a betrothal. Because, well, the marriage hasn't really happened yet. Because the great marriage supper of the Lamb hasn't happened. But we are espoused to him. We are betrothed to him if we belong to him. It's like the parable of the 10 virgins. You know, they're all betrothed to him, but some of them aren't going to make it to the wedding feast. That's right. And it's so important that we, each one of us, be assured in our own minds, in our own hearts, our own spirit, that we are one of those that are going to make it to the wedding feast. We are espoused to him. He says, I remember the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness. Are you after him? You know, this, you know, we have here the beast that rose up out of the earth, or another translation I like is the beast that rose up in the wilderness, because that's America, rose up in the wilderness. America is so much like Israel, just by this statement here. Thou wentest after me in the wilderness. Are you after him? Then you are espoused to him. You are betrothed to him. And it's only if you stay after him that you're going to make it to that wedding feast. Remember, five of the virgins did not make it in the parable, and five did? Well, you know what? Let's be one of the five that did. And how's that going to happen? If we are after him. So the Heavenly Father is speaking. He's saying, thus saith Yahuwah, speaking to Israel, I remember the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espouses, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in the land that was not sown. Israel was set apart. It says here, Israel was holiness unto Yahuwah, and the first fruits of his increase, all that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith Yahuwah. Okay, that's a little archaic there in chapter 2 and verse 3. Let's see if I can figure out what we're saying here. Israel was holiness, and Kodesh means to set apart or a sacred thing. So Israel was set apart or a sacred unto Yahuwah, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him, shall offend. Okay, it's all that devour Israel. That's where I get mixed up. All that devour him, or Israel, shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith Yahuwah. So all that try to devour Israel, evil shall come upon them. That's what he said. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Hear ye the word of Yahuwah, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. And we're going to have to pick up here after this break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a few minutes.